2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 5 o'clock. Today is Wednesday. It's the 15th of September already. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 61 degrees.
We start off with a crash on I-15 in Springville. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, the mask mandate for kids.
Mask mandate.
The mask mandate for kids in the Salt Lake City School District will go on for another 30 days.
KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with a decision. Heather?
Amanda, it was a 6-1 vote on the Salt Lake City Council to extend Mayor Erin Mendenhall's mask mandate for schools. But the one person who dissented says it shouldn't be up to this council to decide.
It should be on the school board, those educated people that were elected to be doing this.
That's Councilmember James Rogers, who says the council was not elected to be the overseers of the school district. So for now, students will need to wear masks in the Salt Lake City schools through mid-October. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
We have some breaking news this morning out of Sandy, where two people are dead after a shooting. Police are interviewing witnesses to try and figure out exactly what happened, but at this point, they've told us two men were found dead at the scene near 9040 Club Oaks Drive. They also said they do not believe there is anyone else involved and there isn't a danger to the public. We will update this story throughout the morning as more information becomes available.
We're also following a developing story this morning. There are new details about the missing New York woman who was traveling in Utah with her boyfriend before she disappeared. Police in Moab are talking about an encounter with the pair. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more, Mary.
Amanda, Moab police have confirmed their officers responded to what they're only calling an incident involving Gabby Petito and her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie. It happened on August 12th, and someone else had called police. Moab police say officers investigated, but did not find enough evidence to file criminal charges. Petito's mother says she last heard from her daughter in a text message on August 24th when the couple was going to go to Wyoming. The boyfriend returned to Florida and won't talk about it. The FBI now focusing their search in Jackson. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
There was a record-breaking number of public comments on the ideas for Little Cottonwood Canyon. UDOT is trying to decide between a gondola or new bus system, but they got 13,000 public comments, including one that was 25 pages long. UDOT's project manager says they won't likely make a decision until the spring of 2022.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Gavin Newsom will stay California's governor after a recall election against him wrapped up last night. ABC News chief national correspondent Matt Gutman is in California with more.
At some point over the summer, probably in August, Democrats started to pay attention to this. When the recall was first passed in May, it seemed like a joke or a sideshow. By July, it was not funny at all. It appeared that Gavin Newsom was very likely to lose this. He was neck and neck in polls, 50-50 with Larry Elder. And then everybody started to take it very, very seriously.
The lead Republican in the race, Larry Elder, conceded early this morning. He told supporters that while they may have lost the battle, they've gotten Democrats to sit up and take notice.
We are forcing them now to pay attention to the things they should have paid attention to 2 years ago.
Governor Newsom also thanked supporters last night for keeping him in office.
Former President Trump is accusing General Mark Milley of treason because of something written in a new book by authors Bob Woodward and Robert Costa. The authors claim the general called China twice to alert them that there would not be an attack.
The former president said that if it is actually true that Milley reached out to the Chinese and, quote, was willing to advise them of an attack or in advance of an attack, that's treason. Trump also said that the idea he was going to attack China is the most ridiculous thing he has ever heard. The book reports that Milley never actually told Trump about his conversations with the Chinese. As for Milley's response to Woodward and Acosta's book, nothing yet.
A date has been set for U.S. Army active duty soldiers to get vaccinated. They must get the shot by December 15th. Army Reserve and National Guard units are to be fully vaccinated by June 30th of next year. The Army Surgeon General said it's a matter of life and death for soldiers, their families, and surrounding communities. Those who do not comply will be discharged or disciplined.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.